Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
Your eyes have it. And you have Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Did you hear the news? Free eye exams and free glasses for needy kids. Not only has it been successful in L.A. and Delaware, but it may be going national. Wow. And we are lucky enough to have with us today Damian Carroll, who is the national director and a whole bunch of other jobs for Vision to Learn.
Good morning, Dr. Abel.
Thank you, Damian, for being here. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about Vision to Learn and how it began?
Absolutely. So Vision to Learn is a nonprofit that was founded about 3 years ago in Los Angeles with the idea to solve this issue of kids not having the glasses that they need in school to see the board, to do their math homework, to read a book, and it really puts kids behind in class. Our founder is a gentleman named Austin Buettner, who was interested at the time in finding out how to help kids in the city of Los Angeles to succeed, and did some inquiries with some educational experts and came back with the statistic that about 15% of the kids in LA schools didn't have the glasses that they needed. It was an unbelievable statistic. So he went out, did some research, checked in with some of the vision screenings that were happening in the schools, and indeed, that turned out to be the case. We started with a single mobile clinic that with an optometrist and an optician on board that travels out to school sites, sees every kid at the school who fails a vision screening, and if those children need glasses, they are fit with sample frames right there on the clinic in a wide variety of colors and styles, so the kid gets just the glasses that they like. And then a couple weeks later, we come back to the school with all the glasses in hand and hand out the glasses in a sort of dispensing party so that all the kids are congratulating each other, seeing their friends get glasses, and really reinforcing what a great thing it is so that they'll continue to wear them and care for them. This year, 3 years later, we have seven clinics operating all over California, the state of Delaware, and most recently piloted in Hawaii. And we have seen over 40,000 kids and provided over 30,000 pairs of glasses. So we're excited, and this is just the beginning.
Well, it takes imagination. It takes putting together the team. And it takes the fact to recognize that complicated problems have simple solutions, that the eye has about 100 times as many fibers as the ear. And so, therefore, if we can put people on an equal level as their peers and be able to see, it's amazing. I know you have colleagues at the UCLA who have actually tabulated some data on performance. Can you share that with us?
Yeah, absolutely. So we from the very beginning wanted our program to be evidence-based and to really use third-party research to show how well the program is working and how it could improve. So with some partners at UCLA, Mattel Children's Hospital, Dr. Wendy Slesser, Dr. Rebecca Dudovitz have done a couple of studies for us that showed some important things. First, that we are providing access to kids who otherwise, by and large, would not receive glasses. In a qualitative study interviewing parents and teachers, over 90% of the parents and teachers said that the children we brought the glasses to would not have gotten glasses without our program. So we're really fulfilling that access issue. The second is on the educational side, a follow-up study, a quantitative study that it looked at the children's GPAs in math and reading in the year following getting glasses showed a boost in the math GPA for kids of 4%, twice that big for boys, interestingly enough, about an 8% boost in math GPA for boys. And we also saw a boost in their reading grades. We really believe that providing glasses to children, particularly early on in their educational career, can have a really transformational effect on their ability, not just to do their homework, but to really feel good about being in school. Some of these teachers, parents that we've talked to really tell us that they see classroom behavior issues in the kids that need glasses. Because if you're sitting at the back of a classroom, can't see the board, you might be more inclined to stand up and run up to the front of the room to see the board. You might be more inclined to bug your neighbor and you know, see if they could tell you what's on the homework that you're looking at. And overall, the school experience can be one that is not as positive and fulfilling, particularly for children that don't realize, and this is many of them, that their eyes are going. They may early on just become convinced that, you know, they're not good at school, that school isn't really a fun place for them, and that can have a profound negative impact on their schooling. So we really believe that these glasses put them on a trajectory to success.
You know, you actually do more than just improve their GPA.
You have a
stress factor, because the kid, when they're screened, they know they're not good enough and that nothing is done about it, but they're aware of it. And second of all, many kids are sort of shamed by the concept of wearing glasses and being called four eyes. I wrote a book called Lumi's Book of Eyes, and I did it specifically to put glasses on Lumi to tell kids it's okay. And the fact that Vision to Learn is clever enough to do them as a group, that it overcomes the individual stereotype of being the four-eyed kid. Fascinating.
Exactly. So we've also worked with sports teams like the LA Dodgers, like the Golden State Warriors, who have sent us out some athletes who wear glasses to come to some of our dispensings. We put their pictures on our mobile clinics. Again, another way to reinforce that wearing glasses is cool for the kids.
Oh, is that why Kershaw is able to pitch so well? Because he got
exactly.
to him and he couldn't afford a pair of glasses. You know, it's very interesting. As humorous as that may sound, is people don't know it until they're tested, because you only know what you know, and you don't
that's
know
right. particularly
what
children.
You don't know.
Yeah.
And the fact
right.
is, you provide the testing. And the fact that you enter people into a recurrent situation that they'll be reevaluated. And it's not just you're going up 8% in your GPA. You're going to go up periodically even more, almost sort of incrementally, because of this experience.
Exactly. Exactly.
So what is the national effort towards bringing VTL, Vision to Learn, to as many places as possible? Like,
of course. Well, we estimate about 1.5 million children nationwide lack glasses, need glasses at school. And so part of our effort is in, obviously, direct service provision, starting to expand, going out to different states, different areas, to really show that our service model is scalable and can work in multiple areas. The first state that we brought it out to was Delaware last year. We've had a lot of success in Delaware. We worked really closely with Senator Chris Coons. He was instrumental in bringing us out to the state. We've been in 116 Delaware schools so far, provided over 1,200 exams and over 858 pairs of glasses. And that model, that state-by-state going out, is also about helping to galvanize public awareness. You know, we want educational experts, healthcare experts, people in political leadership, and people on the ground, the grassroots, to be aware that this is a problem that is solvable, but also, you know, pernicious. It's nationwide, and it's causing kids to fall behind in school. So we really believe that getting national attention to this issue and political attention is the best way for us to get people involved so that we can really solve it once and for all.
Beautiful. I have two thoughts to leave you with. One is that since there's a myopic epidemic in the world, 42% of American kids are becoming myopic, that we give a -1 lens to the school nurse. And during the screening, just put that in front of people, because they tend to be nearsighted. The second thing is, the head of Montessori in the United States is very interested in Vision to Learn, and I'm going to get you in touch with her.
Wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Abel.
Well, it is fascinating, Damien, the great work you, Austin, and all the people are doing, and it's a delight, and I'm proud to be a part of it. And anything we can do, let us know, and please come back periodically and share some of these successes.